look at this Fortnite hat. It's 75% off.
Yeah, because no one wants it. What's next?
Among Us? They're so cute on this t-shirt.
Sure, why not? Nobody will see it. With COVID back, I'll probably just be on Zoom.
It's back to Zoom time again at Target. It's going to be the best year ever.
Mom, that's such cap.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The American Medical Association is among major public health groups urging healthcare facilities to mandate the COVID vaccine for their employees. The call for a vaccination requirement comes as new cases of the coronavirus continue to increase. Four police officers scheduled to testify today as the House panel investigating the January U.S. Capitol riot holds its first hearing. Seriously injured in a cycling accident last Friday, retired Republican Senator Mike Enzi of Wyoming has died. He was 77 years old. Shaken but not injured, former Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer. She was assaulted and robbed in Oakland, California. Stock futures in the red on Wall Street this morning. Dow futures down 108 points. NASDAQ futures off 8. S&P futures down 10 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Mickey D's isn't the best place to lose weight for the summer, so you go for a run. Just you and your sneakers on a long road. Try to convince yourself this'll be fun. You turn your first corner and out of nowhere looks like a new donut shop has popped up. Put your hands on the window and all you can say is, this is gonna be harder than I thought. Oh, you know you want it bad. Licking your lips and freaking out everybody. Come on now, why do you need this to be happy? Come on, just breathe, say hey. Let's not think too much. It's just one donut and you only live once. YOLO till the day I die. Say YOLO till the day I die. Mm-hmm. Just how out of shape are you? Look in the mirror, do you like the view? Even though you know what to do, you continue to ruin your body. And every night it's like falling into a pit of darkness and healthy food. Every single day you find something brand new. Just how out of shape are you? I oh, I oh, I'm hungry. I really hate my body. Oh, I oh, I oh, I'm hungry. I really hate my body. Oh, I oh, I oh, I'm hungry. I really hate my body. Every single day you eat some new junk food. Just how out of shape are you?
Well, the fact of the matter, when it comes to shape, I'm getting better.
And Leon's getting larger.
Well, Leon can get larger. I'm getting better. I'm this close now to wearing some. Do you remember, it's back when, what's her name? God rest her soul, was still working with us. And there was a story about dress sweatpants.
Yeah, yeah.
So I looked them up online during the show and ordered a pair. They were $114.
Good Lord. I had no idea they were that much.
But I thought, wow, I mean, dress sweatpants, the comfort, the look, it's worth it. You know how many times I've worn them?
Like once?
Zero.
Oh, zero?
Is that right?
You didn't even put them on?
I put them on.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But if I wanted to walk around feeling like a sausage casing all day, that would have been great.
Yeah.
So, but I saved them.
Can you get into them now?
I can button them.
Yeah.
I think I need just like another half inch or so, and then I won't feel that pinch. Okay.
Cryo skin.
That'll be a big day. I will model those on our morning TV news hit.
Yeah, you need to check out Cryo Skin at Infusion.
Well, you know what? I'll bet if I went and saw Ryan now, I could probably get that half inch off.
I bet you could.
Fine.
Yeah.
But I do want to model them because this wasn't... this wasn't a Blowsy type of purchase. Remember the Blowsy?
Uh-huh.
I still have it in my bag.
I forgot all about the Blowsy.
Yeah, that's something that if you want to not put germs on a birthday cake as you're blowing out the candles, you blow into the Blowsy and the propeller blows out the candles
and the
for you.
Spit doesn't go onto the cake.
You know, it seems... I saw the other day, and it seemed very different in the context of wearing masks and all that stuff from my cousin Vinny when that public defender lawyer gets up and goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, the jury," and he starts spitting all over the jury when he's talking to him.
Yeah.
That could have been the coronavirus super spreader. It's weird. That's what the pandemic's done to us. We see everything in that context. Coming up, we'll... ever Olympic
man
medal count but first
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, call them today.
Heat advisory in effect today. It's the first heat advisory of the summer so far. And it looks like the heat index may be as high as 106 this afternoon, with the actual high temperature in the middle 90s. Showers and thunderstorms, there's not one on radar right now. But the radar will populate starting around, let's say, lunchtime and beyond. And then become quite numerous. And some of the storms could be strong in heat like this. And the risk of storms will continue into the nighttime hours tonight. Low 75. This morning when I was making my weather video at 3:45 a.m., it was 78 degrees with a dew point of 75. Wow. Tomorrow, heat index again in triple digits with mid-90s for the high temperature and more scattered storms. And we'll be in the upper 90s Thursday and Friday. Dangerous heat indices in what has what will be the hottest week of the summer so far. Right now this morning, the dew point is 75, temperature up to 80 now at 808.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
8 minutes after eight now, the Olympic medal count.
The 2020 Tokyo Games medal count.
USA, 8 gold medals. Japan, 8 gold medals. China, 6 gold medals. The UK, 4 gold medals.
I
love it.
It is, yeah. And you'll get an update like that every day until the Olympics are over. It is 9 minutes after eight. I have a conundrum ready to go, but I thought on the fly here I would like to... Maybe what we need to do to whip everybody into a participation frenzy is talk about what they can win, which is a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Can you take a moment now, Jay Scott, and share their exquisite... delicious, amazing menu.
Would you do that for us, Jay?
Please. I will do that for you right now and tell you about that. Now, yesterday I wanted to make sure that you knew about the ranch. I used to be on and on about the ranch, and I don't want you to forget. Yeah. The ranch dressing at Seafood Bistro is really, really, really good. Some of the things that you can pair that with, look, it's ranch. Everything works with it. The bacon-stuffed jalapeno poppers, these are just the appetizers. These are things you can get with that $10 Seafood Bistro gift card that you could win coming up with the conundrum. Bacon cheddar fries, the calamari, the Cajun cheese curds with ranch. It's so good. Corn nuggets, crab claws. Well, I don't know about crab claws. Dragon shrimp, fried pickles, and fried green tomatoes. Go with that ranch so well. Pretty much ranch goes with everything. These salads that you can order from there as well, the BLT salad, the Caesar, the Bistro. You can get all those with fish on top of them. Cajun popcorn, gator, mahi-mahi, oyster, popcorn shrimp, salmon, tilapia, all can be added to it. Check them out online at theseafoodbistro.com order for delivery with any of the delivery services on your phone. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. They open up today and every day at 11 a.m. Call them at 279-7500 for the Seafood Bistro.
Next year, when Janelle comes up to help me celebrate my birthday, because it's going to be my birthday.
Yeah.
Seafood Bistro is absolutely one place we will go.
Oh, yeah.
Because she loves crab claws.
Oh, yeah, go. Definitely.
Loves them.
So definitely. I'm big on crab claws.
And you'll be going with us. She wants Uncle Weather there.
I want to meet her in person.
Yes, it's about time. At 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, we'll have our conundrum right after your local news.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Tallapoosa County authorities have made an arrest in a recent murder. Authorities arrested 59-year-old Willie Frank Wyckoff on Edgewood Drive near Dadeville. Wyckoff is being charged with the murder of Michael Johnson that occurred on Friday. Montgomery police make an arrest in one of the city's latest homicides. Police have charged Jalen Ross with murder in the shooting death of Kevin Shepard. They say Ross shot Shepard on July 20th on Knollwood Drive. Shepard later died at a local hospital. And a Perry County teen racks up $250,000 in scholarship money to pay for college in the fall. 17-year-old Daniel Winfield of Marion is headed to Tuskegee University to become a mechanical engineer. Winfield never got anything less than an A on any assignment in any class ever. He says his academic success has been the result of a lot of hard work and prayer. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Where did I put that sheet with the...
It's under...
Please tell me you have it.
I folded it in half,
right? Kidding? You don't have it?
When
are you really? Are you really?
It was right there.
I know. Oh, Greg.
Pardon me while I do a voyage to the bottom of the trash.
Voyage to the bottom of the trash. There it is.
Silly. I mean, is that all of it? I don't know. Is that it? Or is that because there's more than one folded up there?
No, that's something Rosie gave me yesterday. Let's see. Well, here it is. This is, I know, look, wherever you might be right now, whether you're just rubbing your eyes and waking up, whether you're in your car and on the way to work, or sitting on the toilet waiting for nature, you're thinking...
That is great radio.
All right.
And you had gone out of your way...
I kept bringing it up. You folded it. It's right there. Don't lose it.
So here you go. This animal injures more zookeepers than any other beast. Name the animal.
Well, there's a lot to pick from there. The animal that injures more zookeepers than any
I'm
other animal.
I think it's surprising. I'm going to think it's a surprising one.
Yeah, it's like a dinkajou or some, you know, weird creature that you never heard of.
A kinkajou?
Dinkajou, whatever it is.
Get away from the kinkajou!
So, because I was surprised to learn this. Dang. And then after we get the winning answer, I'll explain why it injures so many zookeepers.
I want to say it's something. Well,
look at that answer before we ever find out who David Lamb looks like. Yeah.
You should be motivated to call because you'll get in the grand prize drawing. And you don't have to think that hard because this is an animal that everybody knows. But it injures more zookeepers than any other creature. Our number is 272-9228. We'll be right back with your guesses in a moment.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Switching season is back at WOW. Get super fast, extra reliable internet 100 for just $19.99 a month. Plus, ask how to get $200 on us. Sign up at WOWie.com today.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome to Conundrum Time on News Talk 93.1 of MWACV, and here it is quite simply. This animal causes more zookeeper injuries than any other creature.
Jeez.
I was surprised to learn this. Okay. It's an animal everybody knows.
You're not going to do one of those top five things and make us guess number two?
No.
No, okay.
Not today.
All right.
I have one for tomorrow.
Okay.
Jennifer, you need to go first on this one.
Oh, wow. I was going to go with Canada geese.
Canadian geese. All right.
Give me geese.
Oh, no, that's goose.
That's goose. That's not it. But why? What made you pick that one in particular?
They're everywhere, and they're an aggressive bird.
They can be, yes, definitely.
And they won't get out of the road even when I'm hawking, when I'm at the park.
No.
And at the risk of sounding like a Canadianist, but because they are Canadian, they're cheap tippers.
I actually had the opportunity to ask one of the zookeepers out at Montgomery Zoo which animal was the meanest. Yeah. And it was the Nene goose that came from Hawaii.
Is that right?
And I was thinking, you know, everybody has Canadian geese all over everywhere.
Right.
And, you know, trying to move them from nesting somewhere they shouldn't, you are asking for it.
Wow.
So,
well, offer one of them a nice Hawaiian punch if they get too aggressive.
I'll just revert back to my rooster kickboxing days.
Here, keep guessing, because you really have some insights here that could pay off for you. Thank you for the call.
We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime. Y'all have a great day.
This is easy. This animal, everybody knows one if they see one.
I have an idea.
Causes more zookeeper injuries than any other beast in the zoo. Crawdad, you get to go next.
I was going to say a parrot.
Really?
Could that be it? Give me parrot. No.
I had two parrots, and they use their beaks like, you know, another hand, and sometimes they get a little carried away.
And they can be really large, too, right? Parrots?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. You got time for a quick lame-ass story?
Sure. I love lame-ass stories.
Back in the 80s, we had this charity softball game with the Dolphins, and Bob Baumhauer invited us back to his house.
Uh-huh.
And we walked in. There was this enormous tropical bird sitting on a perch, not in a cage. And I like birds. I love the fat birdies. I don't like being indoors with a bird that is not caged.
Oh, okay, no.
It's just a little phobia. So I said, Bob, is that thing going to be okay? And he said, sure. It just sits there. He's very well, very tame. Then my crazy second wife walks in the room wearing a red blouse. And that bird jumped on her shoulder and was trying to...
Who's this? I remember hearing about this.
Tried to open up her jugular vein.
Good Lord.
And I shoot him off. Stupidly. Anyway, Crawdad, thank you for the guess. Okay. Driver.
I was going to say a monkey.
That's what I was going to say.
Hey, we're the monkeys and we'll kill you. Not a monkey.
That was going to be my answer. Yeah.
There you go.
Thanks.
Thank you. 272-9228. Kathy.
I was thinking of a zebra.
Kathy, says it is the, how could a zebra be so striking?
You're a winner!
Zebra?
Oh! Ah.
Hey! What made you come up with zebra?
Because I have watched the Animal Planet series one time, how zebra attacks all kinds of animals and wow. stuff, and they have an ill temper. So I was thinking, zebra.
Who knew? Wow. Who knew? Wow.
Jay, do you know what happened to that folded sheet of paper? I had this thing on to begin with. I lost it again.
Is this fold?
That's it. I unfolded it. It's the crease I could do. They injure more zookeepers than any other animal because they've never been domesticated. They're too aggressive. So they're more likely to get kicked. Or
I am not going to get a zebra.
Don't. So you won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, Kathy.
Oh, cool.
Congratulations.
Cool.
Hang on. You get to talk to Jay now. That's even more exciting. Gray hair runner, what were you going to guess?
I never would have guessed a zebra. I was going to say a chimpanzee because they'll kill you.
Yes.
But I did get a... I got attacked and bitten by a monkey when I was a little boy. So this is a damn man.
Gorillas are strong as far as a powerful grip. No.
Yeah. They say a chimpanzee will rip your face off.
That happened to that lady, remember? I don't know if it was hers or somebody else's, but...
killed her, yeah. Had to sew her face back on, man.
It did. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Let's go to Steve. What were you going to guess, Steve?
Yeah, my guess going on, knowing you were going for something different, I was going to guess a kangaroo. But, you know, going on the zebra thing, stop and think about it, the animal safari things that I've been on,
right,
where you can feed the animals, zebras are one of the animals they say do not feed.
Is that right?
Straight out of your hand.
Yeah. Oh, no, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You know why kangaroos are aggressive?
They'll kick you in the head.
Kick you, bite you.
Yeah, but do you know the cause why kangaroos are like that?
Oh, I don't know.
No.
I think it's a joke coming.
You and I know each other too well, because they're all hopped up.
Oh, damn.
Well, hey, going on those same lines,
yes.
you know how scuba divers always sit on the edge of the boat and fall backwards?
Yes.
You know why that is?
I'm not sure.
Because if they fell forward, they'd still be in the boat.
Oh, I see.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hey, y'all have a good morning.
Steve.
Look at the time.
Just when I was going to look like the bad dad joke teller, Steve comes to the rescue. That was actually pretty good. Let's talk cars. Let's go from the beasts to the, a lot of cars are named for animals. At Jack Ingram, you've got six great brands in one convenient location, and then the opportunity to buy from the signature pre-owned lot and the value car lot. And let's see, Nissan, signature pre-owned. We are 7-time purchasers. And one of the things I love, in addition to the deals we got, so I have 3 separate payments every month, is that every one of those payments was an upgrade from a previous purchase at minimal monthly increase. This is what they do so well. So let's say you're driving a 2016 or 17, you'd like to get something of a more recent vintage, perhaps something with that still has warranty miles left. Jack Ingram, they're the people to see because they're so good at upgrading folks without upgrading the size of the payment substantially, maybe a few dollars more. Mike, I went from a 2017 Nissan to a 2019 with 24,000 warranty miles left on it, and the increase in my monthly payment was $7. You can do even better than that now because of the incredible value that trade-ins that used cars have. Make it work for you. Smart people make good moves because they take advantage of a hot market. So get maximum dollar. We've had people from the store have said people who purchased, for example, a certified pre-owned from any of the six stores, Audi, Mercedes, Nissan, Porsche, Volkswagen, and Volvo, even the signature pre-owns who have traded in cars for more than what they paid for it 2 years ago. That's what I'm talking about when you say value. So whatever you're interested in, you can see it all. 527 great choices at jackingram.com or stop by and see them on the boulevard because it's always time to love what you drive.
Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered.
My
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic. Well, we are very busy right now on East South Boulevard. A lot of incoming traffic on Highway 331 and 231 this morning. Got it really busy there. Norman Bridge Road, busy downtown, as well as Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue, I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. We still got pockets of congestion all over town. A lot of cars on the road, but no accidents. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Trenum State joining with Alabama Power, Alabama Rural Electric Association, Central Alabama Electric Co-op, and Dixie Electric to provide a new line worker training program. Call Trenum State about the line worker training program. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Are you traveling this summer? How about a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors? From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now's a great time to transfer your home videos during our July 50% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery, unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. Don't forget about our July 50% off special.
Hey, River Region, Tommy from ProLink Security here. Have you heard about this month's special? From now to the end of July, get four cameras installed in your home or business for only $699. No contract, no monthly fee. Call today, 334-285-5833. Again, 334-285-5833, or visit us online at ProLinkSEC.com. That's ProLinkSEC.com, or follow us on Facebook.
AESBL license number 475.
This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. You should consider hiring a real estate agent for your new construction project. Someone who'll represent you, look out for your best interests, and help you save money. I will be with you from breaking ground to closing. For further details, please call me at 334-398-2896.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
At Ligger's Bakery, our name is synonymous with tradition. Ligger's has been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From our legendary mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. Remember to call Ligger's to order the custom cookies and cakes that make summertime sweeter. Visit Ligger's Bakery on Facebook and Instagram for photos and more information. Or call to place your order today, 288-6550. Or come by the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. Come home. Come on home to Ligger's.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
She's back, Menthol Meredith.
Well, there's a big whoop about that volleyball team at the Olympics getting fined for refusing to wear bikini bottoms. And when I first saw the headline, I was thinking, well, same, because I too have been fined for not wearing no bikini bottoms. Never in my life did I think I'd end up half naked in the pool noodle aisle of Kmart, but there I was. That's what Fireball at 10:30 a.m. will do to you, I guess. Only reason I got caught was because my fourth ex-husband's third ex-wife happened to walk by right as I was canoodling the pool noodle. And, well, she called the cops on me. I thought they was going to detain me, but they ended up just putting me in a dressing room, throwing a pair of Kmart jeans at me, and writing me a big old ticket. Well, okay, y'all, I gotta go. Me and Verna is gonna watch Fencing, and we're cheering for Chain Link.
She is weird, but you know what? She seems very comfortable in her own skin, and any human being that can achieve that has a leg up on many others.
I look forward to every Tuesday.
At 8:30. You know these impossible questions you hate? We've turned this into a new game at the end of Happy Hour called You Got This. So if Rusty's here early and Rosie's here, I can challenge them to see who can answer the question first.
Yeah.
Here's a preview of this afternoon's game. What was the name of Smokey the Bear's mate?
Mate?
Yeah, what was the name of Smokey? You got this. Smokey the Bear. No looking it up. No Googling.
I'm not Googling anything.
What's his boo-boo?
Smokey the Bear's a mate.
You mean as in only you can prevent forest fires? That's Smokey?
That's Smokey the Bear.
I didn't know.
You probably didn't even know he was having bear was, sex with somebody, did you?
I thought he was bear sex. Well, most people do.
Larry King?
That was funny.
Yes, it was.
There you go. Line of the day.
Just so you know, if anybody should ask you this question in the future, Goldie was the name of Smokey the Bear.
Is that right?
Goldie Bear.
Goldie, I did not know that.
I was going to say, is that the Charmin Bear?
All right, I'm going to give you one more chance.
All right.
You got this.
Okay.
Where are the islands of Longerhands? Where are the islands of Longerhands?
Didn't you do this on a random fact at one point?
Oh, no. Longerhands does not sound familiar at all.
Doesn't matter. You should have learned this by your current age.
Yeah, Longerhands doesn't give me any.
You know, that sounds like it's probably UK-ish. So I'm going to say it's in the vicinity of the UK.
If you are, it's in the vicinity of the UK because it's in your pancreas.
Oh, it's not an island chain at all.
I don't think I'll be able to invite you guys to come by and play this game with me and Rosie and Rusty.
Oh.
Yeah, that's where the islands of Longerhands. So if anybody asks,
yeah,
they're in your pancreas.
What is
this is take your pancreas
that's
to
right.
Yeah.
Walk your pancreas. Oh,
damn it, the Dow is down 200
right.
points.
You're right.
Yeah.
I don't like seeing this because we had those couple of bad days.
Oh, Chinese stocks down on Beijing crackdown.
Crackdown on what?
Well, they're starting to
freedom.
That law went into effect, and they're now arresting people.
Oh, yeah.
You want to be just like China? Was that of any significance?
I was just a correction that Smokey is his name is not Smokey the Bear.
Smokey Bear.
He's just Smokey Bear.
I should have known this because there's an episode of Andy Griffith where
really?
They're going to shoot a meth. They're going to shoot a movie.
Oh, I thought you said they're going to shoot a meth.
No, they're going to shoot some meth. And Gomer comes along, got a big needle hanging out of his arm, saying, "Holy! How you doing there, Gome?" Anyway. The town goes nuts because Hollywood's coming to Mayberry, and all the store owners are redoing their storefronts, and Floyd's Barbershop is doing Hollywood haircuts, and the mayor decides that Andy and Barney need new uniforms. So Barney gets his, and of course he puts it on because it's got the jacket, the Mountie hat, the belt across the front, and Andy says, "I'm not wearing that, and neither should you, Smokey Bear." So he doesn't say Smokey the Bear.
Interesting.
There was your hint.
Interesting. And more interesting, I think, that you remember that line.
It's actually a very funny scene because Barney is, Barney's
where he grabs information from is just amazing.
Yeah, well, let me see if I can find that scene real quick on the YouTube here because it is pretty funny. Well, now they got a whole bunch. We could spend the rest of the show watching these.
watching some.
For crying out loud, Barney's best moments, maybe it's in there. I don't know. I'll tell you what. We have bigger fish to fry.
Right. And including.
Or as he said in the episode where the mayor got drunk. Put that in a smipe and poke it.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Victory Land.
It's the Trucks and Bucks giveaway at Victory Land Casino. We're giving away a Chevy Silverado truck, a GMC Sierra truck, and $40,000. Drawings August 6th and 7th.
The heat will be smoking today, Bear. Heat advisory in effect. High temperature up into the middle 90s. Heat index as high as 106. Showers and thunderstorms will become rather numerous, by certainly by lunchtime, if not before, but definitely become rather numerous this afternoon. Most towns, many towns will get wet, not every town. A couple of stronger storms, not out of the question. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Radar, future radar, you can even see where the lightning is, plus any push notifications for severe weather alerts, and it's certainly possible that there will be a couple of warnings here and there. The risk of showers will continue tonight. Overnight low 75. Tomorrow, heat index into the triple-digit range again with highs in the mid-90s, more scattered storms around, and we'll be in the upper 90s on Thursday and Friday with dangerous heat indices. Hottest week of the summer so far. Right now this morning, with incredible humidity, in fact, the heat index already 87. Our temperature is 80 at 835.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When getting the job done right is job one, you need Kubota construction equipment. From Kubota compact track loaders to the number one selling compact excavator, to do it all and to do it right. See us today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Oh, hi. I was just looking at your Eddie Griffin stuff going on there, and I looked at that reunion show. Hey, my name is Rich, and I have not needed to go to Montgomery Paint and Body for 208 days this year. So far, I have not needed their services.
Just jinx that.
Well, you know what? In 2020, I mean, I think Donnie probably got sick of seeing my face. And that goes for some others here at Blue Water, because we gave them so much business so often. But seriously, folks, if having an accident is obviously no fun, I've been using Montgomery Paint and Body for 30 years, not just for accidents, but for other mishaps and maybe a boo-boo here and there. So take it from me. Their attention to detail is absolutely amazing. Their phone number is easy, too, and that's great when you're a little flustered, like when you've had an accident. 27-WRECK with a W is easy to remember. 27-WRECK with a W. By the way, they're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane, but I remember 30 years or more ago, they used to be located off the Northeastern Boulevard. That's how long I've been a customer of Montgomery Paint and Body. So, you know, tell your insurance agent that you want your car fixed at Montgomery Paint and Body, and they'll take care of you. And by the way, when you get a phone call that your car is ready to be picked up, it's going to be probably the best cleaning job of anybody in town. It just looks so sharp. I get a big grin on my face when I pick up my car from Montgomery Paint and Body. They will fix your car as good as new, maybe better.
Well, I wasn't able to find that specific scene. It's weird. You know, usually you type anything specific into YouTube and it comes right up, but it didn't on this one.
Huh.
But I do have a clip that says, "The scene that ended, I dream of Jeannie."
Yeah?
And it looks like Barbara Eden... well, okay. There's an episode of Andy Griffith where Barbara Eden comes to town as a manicurist.
Is that... Oh, I do remember that. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Of course, there is no such thing as a manicurist in Mayberry, in addition to which she's incredibly beautiful. So all the men go berserk.
And there's jealousy. Helen's jealous. I think about... What's her name? Betty...
I think this is pre... This may have been pre-Betty... Thelma.
Oh, Thelma. Yeah, Thelma.
Thelma Lou.
Yeah.
Betty Lynn is her real name, and she's still alive.
Is that...
In Mount Airy, North
That's
Carolina.
That's right. You were going to take a trip to go see her or something, because she only comes out every, like...
Well, prior to every Thursday, prior to the pandemic,
yeah,
she would come out every week, and they've got so many things there, statues and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I watched over the weekend?
What?
The
tornado specials?
Yeah, I watched a lot of those, but the guy that does the autopsy show on Reels.
Yeah, I've seen it before. I don't know his name right off.
They did Andy Griffith.
Oh, yeah?
And I learned an awful lot about him and his life that I had not heard before.
Huh.
Yeah, he had some.
He was a tough guy. Well, I mean, he was not always a nice guy.
Really, the guy that he portrayed in the show.
Right.
You know, there's an episode where he's got a busted hand, and they write it off as he was trying to apprehend some guys and got injured.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he had punched a wall during an argument with his wife.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So, and he had some records out, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. I told you the story, right? 1972?
What?
I'm brand new at NBC. I am the music director.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the merchandise mart there on the 19th floor.
Yeah.
And I got to work around 8:30. As I'm walking into my office, I see a guy standing there with a beautiful suit, tall guy, and I didn't know who. I said, "Pardon me, sir, can I help you?" And he spins around, and it's him.
And promoting a record?
Yes, his, yeah, he was supposed to be on one of the talk shows or one of the shows we had, yeah, which all sucked on that station. But I got to tell you, when you are going into your offices early in the morning and you see a stranger in there and it turns around and it's Andy freaking Griffith.
Yeah, yeah.
He was nice. He was pleasant. I wish I had asked for an autograph. And, of course, in those days we didn't have phones. How about a quick selfie? Mm-hmm. You know, didn't get a chance to
do that.
It's 8:40. I hope you enjoyed all of this.
No.
Well, not even a little bit.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic light to moderate all over the city right now. We've got a few pockets of congestion. Taylor Road, Norman Bridge, Jackson Ferry on the Northern Boulevard. All those spots busy, as well as 231 and Congressman Dickinson. I-65 and 85 moderate traffic to downtown Montgomery. Don't forget resurfacing, repaving work still going on Highway 31 from the Pine Level exit in towards Prattville a couple of miles. Delays both directions on 31 there this morning. Reinhart Toyota has new Toyotas arriving daily, but they're selling fast. You can also shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. Reinhart Toyota on the East Boulevard. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss Brubaker's Summer Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Montgomery police make an arrest in one of the city's latest homicides. Police have charged Jalen Ross with murder in the shooting death of Kevin Shepard. They say Ross shot Shepard on July 20th on Knollwood Drive. Shepard later died at a local hospital. Tallapoosa County authorities have made an arrest in a recent murder. Authorities arrested 59-year-old Willie Frank Wyckoff on Edgewood Drive near Dadeville. Wyckoff is being charged with murder of Michael Johnson that occurred on Friday. And a Perry County teen racks up $250,000 in scholarship money to pay for college in the fall. 17-year-old Daniel Winfield of Marion is headed to Tuskegee University to become a mechanical engineer. Winfield never got anything less than an A on any assignment in any class ever. He says his academic success has been the result of a lot of hard work and prayer. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Jeff Branco from Chappie's Deli.
And Mike Costanza from Chappie's Deli.
It's so nice having the dining rooms back open, Mike.
Yes, welcome back, everyone.
Thank you all so much. Great seeing so many families and friends eating together again.
Thank you once again, folks, from all of us at Chappie's Deli.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
There's been plenty of talk about athletes protesting and turning their backs on America while representing us in the Olympics, but Today, we celebrate Zach Apple, a former Auburn swimmer.
Yeah,
it was part of a gold medal effort in yesterday's game.
They've had some great swimmers come out of Auburn.
It's good to have, you know, I already told you the bad part about learning to, you know, high school swimming at Bogan.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because it was so, they
had to be He's naked. Yeah.
The other part was they tried to teach us how to do these medleys and relays. And
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So I remember Mr. Krasnowski, he was the guy that told us to clean our dingleberries. He.
Was this in Chicago?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Naked swimming. Gotcha.
Yeah. He said, so he's teaching us how to somersault. You swim the length of the pool. I was a pretty good swimmer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so when you hit the wall and how to push off. Yeah.
Catapult off, yeah.
Well, so I made great time going down my lane to the wall, but you know what? Doing that somersault turn to kick back and go in the other direction mm-hmm. didn't work out too well.
To know exactly how far away you are from the wall in order to do that turn and then hit and have enough to push.
You see, if this was a normal pool, you could keep your eyes open. But this was a Chicago public high school pool that had enough chlorine to embalm thousands of dead people. I mean, it was just, if you opened your eyes, you would come out and you would look like Satan.
Yeah, no, I understand.
So anyway, we congratulate Zach Apple. That's a cool name.
Another famous, Zach Apple. Another famous Auburn swimmer, Roddy Gaines.
I did not know that. So yeah, we want to celebrate those who are there to compete and not get into political statements. Ooh, and I found that that Orson Welles thing that Jay brought up at Random Facts.
Which one?
His statement that he was alleged to have been forced to make.
Oh.
Oh, man, don't tell me I lost it.
It's on that folded paper you put over there.
Is it?
No, I don't know. I have no idea.
So would I click the folded paper and then it'll come up on the screen?
That's it.
They think I'm stupid. Mr. Electric would love to have the chance to examine your home's wiring and fuse panel just to make sure. It's a great way to introduce the certified master electricians at no cost to you. Take them up on it, 245-1566. And they'll give you an updated, complete report on the physical condition of your electrical system. When you need work, installation, repair, or service, certified master electricians from Mr. Electric are the best, and their business model is awesome. You make an appointment that works for you. What time will you be there so we can, and your doorbell will ring at that time, so make sure you're home. They don't do that window, roll the dice kind of thing. They're there. And same thing when you want the work performed. They give you an upfront price. That's the price you pay, and they're there to do it at a time that works for you. Call Mr. Electric at 245-1566, 245-1566, or visit MrElectric.com. T-Spear.
Oh, good morning. And you were talking about Rowdy Gaines.
Yeah.
Being an Auburn swimmer.
Right.
In addition to that really neat somersault flip turn
right.
you were referring to earlier, Greg.
Yeah.
Rowdy Gaines developed that.
Is that right?
And he was the first one that used it in the Olympics.
He's
phenomenal swimmer.
He used to be do all the swimming coverage for NBC for years. I guess not now, but anyway.
He did for a long time.
Yeah, he sure did. Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Great guys. See you later.
Have a good one.
All righty. Down to the traffic dungeon at 8:48.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic light to moderate all over the city right now. We've got a few pockets of congestion. Taylor Road, Norman Bridge, Jackson Ferry on the Northern Boulevard. All those spots busy, as well as 231 and Congressman Dickinson. I-65 and 85 moderate traffic to downtown Montgomery. Don't forget, resurfacing, repaving work still going on Highway 31 from the Pine Level exit in towards Prattville, a couple of miles. Delays both directions on 31 there this morning. Reinhardt Toyota has new Toyotas arriving daily, but they're selling fast. You can also shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota on the East Boulevard for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is the fastest growing used car dealer in the River Region, and we want your trade-in.
Check out our inventory online at brewmaker.com. It's better at brewmaker.com.
David Little from Tucker Pecan in downtown Montgomery is with us this year, is flying by.
Hey, man, Bubba, and it is getting warm out there today. I mean, it's going to be in the 90s. Perfect time, as we always say, for the beach, the lake. You see it all over the place. People are heading out of town. Well, you need to come by Tucker Pecan. We are your one-stop shopping for all your sauces, seasonings, towels, totes, everything. We've got all those goodies at Tucker Pecan, the roasted salted pecans, cheese straws, all kinds of great stuff. Or if you're just going to somebody's house and you want to give them a little happy because you're visiting them, hey, we've got that at Tucker Pecan, too. We can fix you up. But you know what, Bubba? One thing we have that's the best around are our pecans. They're fresh, good. Lord, they're good. They'll jump up and bite you. They're so good. Come check us out, and we will take care of all your traveling beach needs. You just got to supply the meat.
Where are you located?
350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
The City of Montgomery Department of Cultural Affairs presents Martina McBride live August 14th at Riverwalk Stadium.
On Independence Day.
Don't miss multiple CMA and ACM Award winner Martina McBride live. Joining Martina McBride will be special guest the Watson Brothers Band. Gates open at 5 p.m. The show starts at 7. Tickets only $30. Available at MontgomeryAL.gov. Martina McBride live Saturday, August 14th. Riverwalk Stadium. Sponsored by Batman Budweiser Embassy Suites and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
8:52 earlier this morning, Jay, during Random Facts, talked about the Orson Welles, War of the Worlds.
Right. That the newspapers made the big deal out of it because they were trying to discredit radio at the time.
And, of course, it became the stuff of legend. But Orson Welles did apologize for War of the Worlds. Not long after all this chaos happened.
I'm, of course, surprised that the H.G. Wells classic, which is the original for many fantasies about invasions by mythical monsters from the planet Mars, I'm extremely surprised to learn that a story which has become familiar to children through the medium of comic strips and many succeeding novels and adventure stories should have had such an immediate and profound effect upon radio listeners.
Well, that was, you couldn't buy that kind of publicity, though.
He was in his early 20s.
When we listened, we did that as a college exercise in communications, the entire broadcast, and we were laughing because, like, how can anybody turn this on and think it was real? But that's the way it was.
A lot of people missed the disclaimer at the beginning because they were listening to another channel.
This is true. All right, can we have the new version of Hail to the Chief, please?
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
After former Secretary of State Jean Caray. So we can bring you today's edition of Morning Maroon Nominees. In a way, I want to go to Delish.com and nominate the moron that's decided to put Oreos together with salsa. Under no circumstances is that a good idea.
No.
Just my opinion.
No.
Or the story that says only 2% of Americans, 2% of Americans have never washed their pillowcases.
Oh,
you're
wow.
You're kidding.
You don't want to stay at that person's house.
Ugh. Yuck.
All right, so among the idiots we have today, a woman near Little Rock, Arkansas, reported a guy to police for following her around a store, making inappropriate comments.
Good Lord.
And saying he wanted to give her a foot massage. This was strange, because this man had no arms.
Oh, no.
At least two other women have reported him for harassing them at stores in the past year. And because the police there figured it out, because he has no arms, they figure it's the same guy. His name is Brian Reams, and he's 32. He is facing a warrant for his arrest.
He just walks around.
No. Yeah, would you like a massage?
Hey, come here, Lee. Let me give you a
massage. Today's Don't Mess with Texas story. Some guy opened fire at a backyard in Texas Monday.
Mm-hmm.
The partygoers followed him and stoned him with landscaping bricks. He will not be going to court because he is no longer with us. And why do people do anything that could bring attention? United Airlines flight was forced to deplane last Thursday after a teenager sent other passengers pictures of a realistic toy gun while they were sitting on the runway. He sent them via AirDrop. He did not have the gun on him. The photo was taken earlier, but he was not allowed back on the plane when everybody else took off. So that's kind of a weird collection. But who do you like best for that?
What gets me, the foot massage guy with no arms is
you could think of some better way, marketing technique.
I'm going to go, though, with that stoning thing.
Yeah, landscaping bricks. You don't mess with Texas. When do you learn that? What a moron.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
856.
That guy walking
and
around.
Now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Dear, I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh my goodness, I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Today is July 27th. Take your houseplant for a walk day. Take a stroll around the block with your ficus. It won't accomplish much other than making your cat lady neighbor seem a little less crazy on Take Your Houseplant for a Walk Day.
Take your houseplant to lunch at Bradville Farm Center. That's what I would suggest.
That's right.
You got a nice menu for Take Your Houseplant for a Walk Day?
Everything they'd ever want, A to Z.
A to Z, all the good stuff that makes things grow. I got to tell you, my neighbor came over, went out of his way the other day to tell me how great my lawn looked, and I owe that all to you.
You know, I, of course, I hate to be a downer here, but I tell you, what we have seen in the last 7 to 10 days, is a huge uptick in the armyworm.
Yes, I saw something about that on Facebook.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, I remember, I don't know, 8-10 years ago, it was while you and I have been working together. We had a horrible time with those in my neighborhood of Montgomery. Is this confined?